We want to take a moment to mark the passing of a towering icon in the Southwest, a 40-foot-tall saguaro cactus, known locally as Strong Arm, crashed into the desert floor near Tucson earlier this month. Strong Arm was close to 200 years old and had a staggering 34 arms when it died. Here in Now's Peter O'Dowd is based in Arizona, and he called Jason Grodman, the National Resources Supervisor for the Marana Parks and Recreation Department.
And tell us, what happened? How did this beautiful creature fall over?
Yeah, so our strong-armed saguaro was really the anchor of our Tortolita Preserve, and a storm event had strong enough winds and rain, and it fell our 40-foot-tall strong arm.
Oh, so it wasn't a matter of old age. This was the weather.
Yes, absolutely. The strong arm did have a bacterial infection, which did weaken the saguaro. However, storm and wind effect was really the finisher of the saguaro.
Well, saguaros, they're so precious to the Sonoran Desert in the southwestern United States and Mexico. It's the only place in the world where these plants grow. This one was extra special because it was gigantic, 34 arms, 40 feet tall. How did it hit you when you saw it on the ground?
Yeah, it was quite a shock. Since it is such an impressive species, it was part of the Tortolita Preserve skyline. It was a landmark for folks who use the path and trail system in the area, and the backdrop for countless photos, folks riding horses through the area and just enjoying the outdoors. I did receive a lot of photos from folks in the area once they heard the news.
Kind of like a local celebrity.
Absolutely. It was very well known, for sure.
Yeah. Well, like all saguaros, it was also home to a great little ecosystem. In fact, people in the Sonoran Desert call these saguaro cactus saguaro motels because of all the bugs and the birds and the wildlife that rely on it. Tell us what they lost.
Yeah, absolutely, Peter. And that is a great description. This particular saguaro was home to a great horned owl, numerous Gila woodpeckers, and other birds that use the saguaro as housing, shelter, and for rearing young. The saguaro itself forms calluses around these homes and holes in there, so it doesn't really negatively affect the health of the saguaro. So those species we'll have to move on to other saguaros within the preserve. We do have hundreds of saguaros still standing that can accommodate and become new saguaro motels.
And by the way, the arms, gigantic arms, they're splayed all over the ground. It made just a huge mess when this thing fell, but I understand that you plan on leaving the arms on the ground. Why is that?
Absolutely, Peter. We're trying to be as delicate as possible with the saguaro now that it's moved on to its next phase of decomposition. And some birds and animals will continue to use the cactus for years to come. It's going to be a source of moisture, a lot of water stored in all of those arms. Again, it's going to serve a purpose on into the future as well.
Really, tell me more about how the cactus is a water source. It's just because all the water is stored up inside this cactus and now it's going to be released?
Yeah, right. Peter, so the 34 arms that the strong arm had is an adaptation in order to store more water for its survival. You know, a saguaro like that, that's, you know, well-fed and full of water, every, like, foot section can be up to 90 pounds. So now in death, as the cacti will slowly decompose, and it's so dry in the desert normally, those arms will continue to house some moisture, which is extremely valuable to any species from coyote all the way down to the carpenter ant.
Well, finally, one thing that I can't help but think about is that if this cactus stood watch over the desert for something like 200 years, 150 years, that's almost twice as long as the state of Arizona has been a state. Can you just imagine the profound change that this entire region has gone through on its watch?
Yeah, so over the last 200 years, the landscape has gone through an enormous change. It's really time for us to evaluate our land use practices and also treasure spaces like the Tortolita Preserve that are there to continue this tradition of conservation and open space, and we can enjoy the saguaros for many years to come.
Jason Grodman is with the Marana Parks and Recreation Department. Jason, thanks so much for speaking with us. We'll have pictures of Strong Arm in life and in death at hereandnow.org. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Peter.